This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. The U.S. Supreme Court announced it will hear a case in December about shipping oil on freight rail lines across Colorado. The Uinta Basin Railway would build around 80 miles of track to run oil east from Utah, including along the Colorado River. An appeals court blocked the oil transport plan when it ruled the plan did not properly assess and disclose potential risks. It's the state's flagship safety net health institution. Denver Health cares for whoever comes through its doors, but it faces big expenses and rising health costs, and now a huge $100 million budget deficit. Denver voters decide whether to raise the sales tax by 0.34%. That's an extra 3.4 cents on a $10 purchase. One city council member who voted against putting it on the ballot, Kevin Flynn, worries it could drive taxes too high.
But I do feel like someone needs to be the canary in the coal mine, and I have a serious concern about burdening Denver taxpayers.
Denver Health's CEO says if the measure fails, deep cuts are likely to things like primary and pediatric care and emergency services. Fort Lewis College has launched a national search for its next president. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The new president will follow Tom Stridicus, who was the Durango College's president for 6 years. He stepped down in May to become president of Occidental College. Community listening sessions show people want a president who embraces the college's role of being a Native American-serving institution. The college has about 3,500 students. More than half are students of color. Fort Lewis College also plays a big role in the region's economic development. A final candidate announcement is expected in the spring. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC. The BBC NewsHour continues next.